A new thriller opens in theaters today. It's about an American submarine captain on the hunt for a U.S. submarine in distress. Soon, a group of Navy SEALs has to rescue the kidnapped Russian president to avert World War III. The film Hunter Killer features some big names, including Gerard Butler and Gary Oldman. It was adapted from Birmingham author Don Keith's novel, Firing Line, which he co-wrote with George Wallace, but not the former Alabama governor. Keith spoke with WBHM's Andrew Yeager. He says the book's journey to the screen started with Wallace, who was a former nuclear submarine captain and was at a retired submariner's meeting.
Little fella comes up and says, I'm a Hollywood producer and I'm looking for material about the submarine movie and had some questions for you. Along the way, mentioned that he had written a book that was a national bestseller. And the guy says, I'd like to read it. He did, said, this is not a movie. What else you got? Well, we just finished a manuscript that nobody wants to publish. You want to read that? Sure, send it along. 2 days later, he says, I'd like to option that. Well, that was 10 years ago.
How did you feel about other hands coming onto this book?
Hemingway said it best. He said, if you sell your book to the movies, cash the check and go away. And I certainly understand that. The good news for us is, even though the book, 692 pages, they condense it down to a 2-hour and 1-minute movie. Obviously, they can't do the whole thing. So they did leave out 3 other subplots, but they did stick primarily to the plot. A big mistake a lot of authors make, though, is when they're writing that novel or that book, they're thinking, this will be a movie. And they're thinking movie as they do that. If you want to do that, write a screenplay. Just tell a story.
How concerned were you about what that final product might look like?
Well, we were concerned. George, obviously being a former submariner, he did not want to get ridiculed by his submariner buddies. But it was also important to me and to him, too, that this be an accurate portrayal of what life is like on a submarine, what it's like for the guys who volunteer to do some rather interesting duty. It's not quite as strenuous as it once was, and I've written a lot about the old diesel submarines, too, in World War II and the Cold War, but it's still tough duty. You're gone for 6 months at a time. The nuclear submarines that we're running right now can stay down as long as they have enough food to feed the guys. That's the limiting factor.
Have you had a chance to see the movie?
I've only seen it online on a very small laptop computer with tiny little speakers, but as I told my friends, when you see it in the theater, don't pay for a full seat because you're only going to use half of it. You're going to be on the edge of the seat most of the time.
Given that you now have a project that's made its way all the way to the screen, you're already an author, you've written many books. Do you think about writing differently now that you have a project that had a life beyond the page?
I still try to go by my own prescription, and when I tell writers who ask that you really shouldn't write a book, a novel or a nonfiction book, with the idea that this would make a movie and I'm going to do this because that's what will help sell it to the film industry, I still think you have to just tell a story. And to me, the perfect story is an average person who's placed in an unusual situation and who does remarkable things. If you do that, it's going to work in a book, it's going to work in a short story, a TV show, or a movie.
Well, what does it mean to you? What do you think to actually have a project that was your idea originally or you and your co-author's idea, it's actually there on the screen?
I'm numb. I'm actually numb because even to see the trailer or some of the featurettes that have been running on HBO and some other places, to see these big-time actors, Gary Oldman is one of, he's playing a character that I created and gave the name to and gave a personality to. Now that, not exactly like it was in the book, but still to see last year's best actor mouthing words that I wrote and have the nameplate on his desk that I created, it's an odd and good feeling.